Emmanuel.
Oh, Emmanuel. Oh, Emmanuel. Saturate my heart, cause an overflow. Oh, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, saturate my heart, cause an overflow. Oh, Emmanuel, will you saturate me?
Saturate my heart,
cause an overflow. Oh, Emmanuel, will you saturate me? Heart, cause an overflow. Oh, Emmanuel.
Oh,
Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 13. Can I have that on the screen? Matthew 5 and verse 13. One of the strengths of doctrines is the power to indoctrinate people. And when it comes to indoctrination, two issues are involved. Understanding the God you serve and understanding who you are. Praise God. The whole essence of doctrine is to plant into you a strong understanding or an ideology of who God is, and then also to plant into you an ideology of who you are. Because when you look at the negative aspects of doctrine, especially in the life of the bond woman and her children, they told them that when you die and bomb yourself, and when you get to paradise, there are about some 70 virgins that will be given to you. You know, their own concept, are you hearing me? Now, that's how serious doctrines are. And then somebody believed that when your physical body, all your body will come here, you still believe you're going to be having fun with woman in paradise. It shows you the level of how teachings can be strong. Somebody here. Even though it's negative, there is still a positive side if we too are indoctrinated by Christ. Hallelujah. If we come to a place where we are indoctrinated to know who we are, who Jesus is, there is a ruggedity that happens to your heart. It kills fear. It kills that timidity. It kills that you don't understand what will happen in the future. If somebody is ready to kill himself on earth, then why will you not be ready to say no to sin? Understanding that there's a true heaven you are going to. Somebody here want to talk about? Doctrines are powerful. But my focus this morning is to show you one matter that Jesus raised. Just one. I have prepared a message, but the way we are this morning with the rain, there's no need for that. Maybe in the evening I teach that. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost what church is savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out, to be trodden under the foot of men. And verse 14, ye are what? The light of the world. Jesus stressed this matter so strongly that you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of this world. It was so strong in them that a sense of responsibility came upon the disciples. That as far as we are concerned, if we are here, because Christ kept telling them, well, as long as I am in the world, I am what? I am the light of this world. I am the word light there is, I'm the answer to this world. I am the solution to this world. Is somebody hearing me now? It was indoctrinated in Christ, and I'm sure it was the Father that kept telling him, when you go to the earth, go and solve their problems. When you go to the earth, go and change the way things are in the earth. When he came also, he began to indoctrinate his disciples. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of this world. But there was one he did after he resurrected, which I want to concentrate on. Acts chapter 1. You are witnesses. You are witnesses. You are witnesses. Acts 1 verse 8. There were three matters he raised. One, you are the salt of the earth. Two, you are the light of this world. Three, ye are what? Witnesses. Any other thing you hear, ambassadors, all those things were set up by Paul. But Jesus Christ made three statements of the disciples. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the earth. And then you are witnesses. Acts 1. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me. Both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You shall be what? Witnesses. You shall be proof of all my claims, if you are right, that's the meaning of that. Everything I claim to be, you will be the proof. I'm no more on earth. Everything I said I am, everything I said I can do, it shall be demonstrated on your life. Is somebody hearing what he's saying? When they say you are a witness, it means that you have evidence. You are a proof producer. You have evidence to prove that what Jesus said is true. And I need you to understand that there are people who are witnesses of the devil. What I'm saying is this. Your life is a statement to either God or the devil. When a man is sick and under oppression of hell, that man is a proof of what? Of the devil. Sickness does not prove that Jesus' work was finished on the cross. Did somebody hear what I'm saying? He said, I will use you to prove that I have power to heal the sick. I will use you to prove that I have banished poverty on the earth. Did somebody hear what I'm talking about? See, listen, when it comes to lifting you up, when it comes to making sure that you are healthy, when it comes to making sure you are prosperous, it is not about you. It is about you becoming a what? A witness. And that's why this morning, if there's anything in your life that doesn't represent what Jesus came for, it shall be turned around by force. Because my life is a witness. My life is a what? It's a witness. There is a statement that I do with my life. I want you to be angry this morning. If I am sick in the body, I am not bearing witness that Jesus can heal. If I'm still begging for bread, I am not bearing witness that he can supply the needs of the people. Is somebody hearing me? That's why in Acts chapter 3, the first thing you see there was a miracle. And it was just to prove. And what is the issue of witness? It is witness that he died. Please, take note of that. The first witness is that he died. Because his death handled the sin nature. So when a man begins to live holy, he is bearing witness that indeed the death of Christ had power to break the hold of sin. Because when he died on the cross, what did Jesus say? He said, it is what? Talk to me now. It is what? It is finished. What is finished? Number one, the hold of sin is broken. The tyranny of the devil is broken. Everything that held man bound is what? Is finished. But your life has to do what now? Has to prove it. Is somebody hearing me? And then number two, that he was buried. You know what burial means? That the old nature has been given up with. The old nature has been subdued. It doesn't exist. And that's why the Bible now spoke in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If a man is where? Is in Christ. Is a what? Is a new creature. How? All things are what? Passed away. The word passed away is that they are buried. Suddenly, are you people here at all this morning? A new man has arisen. And your life becomes the proof. And they say, is that not Esther that we used to know? What happened to you? That old man did what? He was what? He was buried. It's a proof that Jesus Christ was also what? People are not with me this morning. That he was buried. My life that changed. The old man that was buried and a new man came is a proof that Jesus was what? Was buried. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? That it's possible for an old nature to be buried, and what will happen? A new one will come. Then the last part is that he's alive. He has risen from the dead. And that's why the Bible kept saying that he showed himself alive. How? By many infallible proofs. So listen, when Peter healed that man in Acts chapter 3, the Bible said he was actually trying to let them know that Jesus you killed is what? Is alive. If you read down to maybe Acts 9 or so, or Acts 10, or Acts 9, yes, Doc has died. Suddenly Peter went there. The same way Jesus raised the dead, what did he do? He raised them. What we are saying is that everything Jesus did while on the earth, when you begin to do it, you are bearing witness to who? To the Christ. Is somebody hearing me? Because other saviors, when they come, immediately they come. When they die, their matter ends. But this one, after he died, everything he was doing, his disciples were still doing it. That's why at the point they looked at them, they said, these are Christians. Why? Because they could see them still functioning the way Jesus functioned. What does it mean to be a witness? It is to continue the works of the Christ. Praise God. It is continuing the works of the Christ, both in character, both in your giftings, both in your lifestyle. When people look around, they can feel that Jesus is still alive. But he's not alive as Christ himself, but in you now. In you, that is an individual. Praise the Lord. What is the key to this witnessing? Look at it quickly. In Acts 1 is there. He said, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come. The basic key for witnessing for God. And witnessing, please, I've already explained to you, is becoming evidence. It's becoming a good producer. He saw this one and say, I'm going for evangelism. I'm going for witnessing. That is not witnessing. Witnessing is being a statement. You don't need to preach to be a witness. It is your life. Somebody hearing me. they look at how things are changing in your life. They know you used to beg, you don't beg anymore. And then suddenly they ask you, what is it? He says, Jesus Christ. What did you just do? You just bore witness of Christ. They knew you were bedridden, and then suddenly you're walking about. What happened? Jesus healed me. What did you just do? You just bore witness. That's why I'm saying that before this 30 days is over, may God do something in your life that will bear witness that Jesus is still alive. I wish that amen was sounding very sound. What am I saying this morning? Leave this place this morning with a consciousness that you are a what? I'm not hearing you. You are what? As mad as those people are, the bond women, they know, they say it very loud. We are militants for the devil. They said, you too should be a witness for who? For Jesus. Are you hearing me? Your life, everything. If sickness does not represent him, then you must make sure you're not sick. I can't be sick. It doesn't represent him. Property doesn't represent him. There should be a rugged resolution in your heart telling yourself that no, I stand for Christ. I told you before, you are the light of the world, you are the salt of the earth, but most importantly, you are what? You are the witness of the Christ. And every time everybody sees your life, say, wow, Jesus is alive. Every time they look at you, they can testify that he's still alive. Somebody say the Holy Ghost. It takes the Holy Spirit to really bear witness of the Christ. It takes the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is the source of the power for witnessing. And so if our doctrine will be complete, we must be able to teach the people that there is a provision God made for them in salvation, of the provision of the person of the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Spirit comes, it quickens your mortal being so that you can properly represent the Christ. I give you one more scripture or two, and then we'll begin to pray. Acts chapter 4, 33. Acts 4, 33. Look at it. And listen, you don't witness with ordinary hands. You witness with power. Today's anointing shall invest some power into your spirit. Can we read it together? I want to go. And what, church? And with great power. Give who? The apostles witnesses of what? The resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't do it by mere words. Is somebody hearing me today? They gave witness how? By power. You know why? There are powers that want to resist it. Let me tell you the truth. When Satan makes a believer sick, he wants to mock Jesus. You're not hearing what I'm talking about. When the devil makes a believer poor, he wants to mock Jesus. He wants to tell powers that lie. His death did not work. But today you will say, no, his death worked for me. His resurrection worked for me. Are you hearing me at all? Satan is afflicting the world so that the world will think that Jesus Christ died for nothing. But in the midst of it, somebody here will rise and say, I am a witness. I am a witness that Jesus can raise the poor from a dunghill and put him among princes. Is somebody hearing me now? Are you people hearing me at all? I'm a witness that it doesn't matter the family you come from, you can still be at the top. If Jesus is by your side. I was in debt, plenty debt, and then suddenly you can now declare, Jesus saved me from all my debts. Now that is a witness. Something is about to happen to your life that will prove that Acts chapter 1 verse 8 is already working. If I hear that amen like thunder, is you I'm talking about. If I hear that amen like thunder, is you I'm talking about. In the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 5 verse 32. Acts chapter 5 verse 32. Jalia Padanash in Pata. Let's start from verse 30. Then God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom he slew and hung on a tree. Him had God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. And we are. Somebody say we are. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also who? The Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that what? That obey. When they heard these things, what happened to them, church? They were caught in their hearts. They were caught in their hearts. Something struck them. Meaning that you wasted your time killing Jesus. You killed him, but he has multiplied in many of us. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? You took him out, but now 1,000 of us have come out. 1,000,000 of us have come out. And I'm praying for somebody in this service. You shall be counted among his witnesses. You shall be counted among his witnesses. Can we rise to our feet in 5-10 minutes and begin to talk to God? And say, Father, my life must bear witness. My life must bear witness. My life must bear witness. Can you open your mouth and begin to speak? My life must bear witness. Lepa, lepa, satania. My life must bear witness.
Amen.
Acts chapter 9:36. This was not the message plan for today, but the way we had, I always thought I want to teach. I want many of us to hear it, and I hope some of you will be here this evening. Acts chapter 9:36. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha. Are you ready for a change this morning? Are you ready to turn around every statement of the devil? He said, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of what, church? Excuse me, what was she? A what? A disciple. Anything that wants to mess your life is turned around today.
Amen.
He said she's a disciple. She had good works. She did good things. And in verse 37, set her strong quickly. And it came to pass, in those days, she was what? She was sick. And did what? And died. That was Satan trying to make a statement. Trying to say it doesn't pay to serve Jesus Christ. What bastard devil. Let me see the continue. And whom they had washed, they laid her in the upper chamber. 38. For as much as Lydia was near to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him 2 men designed to come, and he should come without delay. And in verse 39, then Peter arose, went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber. And all the widows stood by him weeping. And they were showing the coat the camel with Dorcas had made. You can't be wasted, sir. I say you can't be wasted, sir. But Peter put them all out. He was about to reverse a statement made by who? By the devil. He put them all out, kneeled down, and prayed. And turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. Hallelujah. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. Verse 41. And he presented her. He gave her his hand and lifted her. And when he had called the disciples, he did what? He presented her. Can you imagine how Satan was feeling that day? Lift your 2 hands and say, Father, by this anointing,
reverse.
Oh, are you people here this morning? Yes. Say, reverse.
Every statement
of the enemy
in my life.
I refuse
to bear witness
to the devil.
Zaparanda batas katasha, jata kata 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 kala ta, ikapata rafasa zepregania, ekwata zepalatika, eshaga daga 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 banash, ilepe kata kabra ta zepelatini, eshaga daga 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 na, ikapata brata zepelatina, ekapata pata brata zepalata, eshaga daga 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 na, eshaga da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da
da da
da da
da da
da da da
In my finance, let it be reversed now, in Jesus' name, amen. You know what the Lord said to me? He said, tell them to tell me to do something that will bear witness that my father, that my son is alive. Did you understand that prayer? Not for your joy, not for your, what I'm putting now, not for you, something that will speak volume that God is what? Is alive. That Jesus is alive. Something that will make you a witness. You may have one or two things in your heart. I give you 2 minutes. Can you present it to God before we put the oil on our head? That thing you are trusting God for. I thought I would hear your voices now. That thing you are saying, God, let there be a witness. Touch my husband. Touch my children. Hear witness again, Lord, that you are alive. There are statements that the devil will do with our heads. Can we reject it? In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Quickly take the oil. Lift your hands, everybody. Say, Father.
Father.
I still declare.
I declare.
I am the light.
I am the light.
And the salt.
I'm the salt.
Of this earth.
Of this earth.
I bear witness.
I bear witness.
Of your resurrection.
Of your resurrection.
In my finance.
In my finance.
In my marriage.
In my marriage.
In my health.
In my health.
All over. My life.
My life.
Is bearing witness.
Is bearing witness. Shabaraka baga zabaraka baga bara baga na hadi. Eshate param devia. La pratika pratika pratasi. Ekwa kwa kwa ta kwa na tia. Shabala kwa kwa da da da. Eshega dega 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 dega.
Thank you, Jesus. If the oil is your hand, lift it high. Can I have one? Say, Father.
Father.
Before this 30 days is over.
Before the 30 days is over.
I want more evidence.
I want more evidence.
Evidence that Jesus is alive.
Evidence that Jesus is alive.
I want to bear witness, Lord.
I want to bear witness.
Say it again. Say, Father.
Father.
Before this 30 days is over.
Before the 30 days is over.
I want to have evidence.
I want to have evidence.
When you go to the court of law, and they say you are a witness, you must have what? Evidence. If you have no evidence, you are a fake witness. they say, what happened? They say, I heard that the man broke into the window. You heard. Many Christians are still saying what? We heard. We heard that Jesus can heal. I was there when the man broke inside. I saw him. Hallelujah. What's the evidence? See, I snapped him. Look at the picture. Hallelujah. Your life will have evidence.
Amen.
You will not talk with your mouth alone. Your life will show what you are saying.
Amen.
Jesus can heal. Yes, show us. Now, you that you are sick, be healed. Boom! And case is canceled. Where there's evidence, there's no argument. Argument is what destroys. Evidence is what silences argument. Lift your hands. Every reproach. Everything that has made you look as if you are not a believer. Today, let there be a reversal.
Amen.
In your character, yes. Let there be a reversal.
Amen.
He said, even this one, a Christian, that devil is a liar. I declare a reversal.
Amen.
In your finance, I declare a reversal.
Amen.
In your marriage. You know, when they call Jesus, they say, you save others, save yourself. That devil is a bastard. I declare today, you will no longer be mocked in that area.
Amen.
Are you ready? Immediately I count to three, you bring your hand down and shout, I am a witness. As you are shouting it, something will break out of your life. Something will show forth in this season. Is somebody ready for that? I declare over your life, something is about to happen.
Amen.
That will prove to everyone that you are a believer.
Amen.
That you belong to God. You shall have proofs. 1, 2. By the time I say 3, bring your hand down and shout, I am a witness. And something will break open. In the name of Jesus. 3.
I am a witness.
I am a witness. Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Lift your two hands. You defy the rain to come. Father, give them something special.
Amen.
Father, do it today, not tomorrow.
Amen.
Give them a special surprise.
Amen.
Give them a special surprise.
Amen.
Give them a special surprise.
Amen.
They went out of their way to come to church. Go out of your way and bless them.
Amen.
Even the things you have not planned for today, because of this thing, Father, come out and do something in their life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Surprise alert.
Amen.
Surprise alert.
Amen.
Surprise alert.
Amen.
Surprise alert.
Amen.
A phone call that will make you excited.
Amen.
Let that call come today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm not joking. You will see it. Father, not tomorrow, so that they don't think it's a mistake. Let it happen today. Come on, give Jesus a shout of praise.